Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are in going to be airing Wednesday, December the 3rd, our ongoing process of forgiveness and reconciliation. Such an important topic. And because of relationship issues, and I hear this a lot, and you hear this a lot, this always is tricky. Because we tend to drift to the natural,
right?
Which is somebody angers me and they cross my line of justice and what they did is wrong. I'm mad about it, rightfully so. I tend to think in order for this to get worked out, they have to go immediately to say they're sorry and fix it and admit it and fix it. And if they do, then we can process. If they don't, probably I'm going to stay mad and I'm going to have a lot of negative energy toward that person. Sometimes I can't do much about it. And I got to be back in those situations where I'm engaged with them, family members, business members, church members. I'd rather not be, and I try not to be, but I have to be. And we have tension. And usually what happens is that because I typically have a spirit of wanting to be peaceful, I'm not, although I may do some of this, but I don't plot how I'm going to hurt them. Now that'll creep in because either I can withdraw, I can treat them with harshness. There's a lot of kinds of ways I can hurt them, but I don't have the same energy that that person has toward me. They're really trying to hurt me and they don't care. You know, well, what do we do with all that? You know, what does that look like? You know, he just says, well, you got to keep remembering it's a two-step process. Forgiveness is always number one. And that's why he calls us to forgive everybody 100% of the time, all the time, not having really anything to do with them. Yeah, they still hurt me and it has not been reconciled, but I forgave him at the cross. Your heart can be free of the heaviness of that.
Right.
And then I'll show you what it looks like to go to reconciliation. Last time we talked about Christ, that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father through me. I can't reconcile Christ speaking without you processing truth. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? And we have this great verse in John 12, 42 to 50, because remember, it's born out of that they stand condemned. You know, and what does that mean? And why do they stand condemned? And Jesus gives this great explanation of this that sets us up for understanding that and then sets us up for how do we process reconciliation? We process reconciliation. So it's a beautiful little description. John 12. 43 to 50.
Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in that last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak."
Yeah. So he's talking about judgment and condemnation. He says, actually, I haven't come into the world to condemn the world. Okay. Well, how do we sort that out? Because we just learned in John that everybody stands condemned.
Right.
So think about what he's trying to say here is that my heart is not to reinforce the condemnation that you're already standing in. Why? because of what happened with your sin nature, you are living in darkness, living in unholiness. I live in the light and I live in holiness. Light cannot touch dark. Mm-hmm. Holiness cannot touch unholiness. So we have an impossible situation. Mm-hmm. Is you're required in order to be light and holy to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Your nature won't allow you to be perfect. You can't get there.
Right.
Because why? It's a self-centered nature mm-hmm. that came from Adam and Eve, and that's the nature of mankind. Unfortunately, he says everybody has that nature. Mm-hmm. So you can't get around it. Even Paul described it in 7. He said, I'm a believer now, and I have a heart to be completely living with God all the time. And I got the same problem you do.
Right.
I got
what
the sin
I
nature.
Do, I don't do what I yeah. do. I don't want to do.
Yeah. He said, my sin nature still operates. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can live out this life with God is I have to put to death daily the sin mm-hmm. nature, surrender my will, and walk with you. And he said, there's a remedy, but it's based on what? This truth. Mm-hmm. And what Christ is saying is, because of that impossible situation, I took on the penalty that you deserve and took away, and this is in Colossians 2:11-15, I removed the requirement that was said that was written against you that you have to be perfect. So I took that out of the way through my forgiveness and death at the cross and then resurrected life. He said, now you have to come and be reconciled with me. Okay, based on what? He said, it's not that I'm going to condemn you, but here he says, what will condemn you? What I say, what I speak. Yeah. My words.
The truth. Yes.
The truth. Okay. So keep thinking of the truth. I can't alter that truth. So what I speak and what I have issued as true stands on its own. Mm-hmm. What we call in our ministry, the word stands on its own.
Yeah.
So even when we do a retreat and we invite people to learn to abide because Christ said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Is that, well, first of all, we say, read that verse again. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
So if you're not abiding, it says you're doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but no, not yeah, but that's what it says. See, now if that's true, it stands on its own. Mm-hmm. What's required? I got to learn to abide. Exactly. Right. We're going to help you with that. We're going to teach you that truth because it stands on its own. Mm-hmm. So that you said, I haven't come to condemn you, but my words stand on their own. They will mm-hmm. condemn you based on what? The truth. Mm-hmm. So that, okay, if I'm going to reconcile now with somebody that has hurt me, my pursuit has to be, let's discuss the truth and how do we get to that truth based on what God says, is that if I've crossed the line of justice, mm-hmm. truly, and I've hurt somebody, and Christ says that my life is built on justice, in order for you to overcome that injustice, what's required? Repentance.
Right.
I understand it. I repent from having done that. And now let me walk into the steps of making it back into rightness, mm-hmm. justice, based on that truth. So I've got to get to those words. I got to get to that truth of the situation that you crossed the line of justice. We're going to, in order to reconcile, you who have hurt me are going to have to repent. Mm-hmm. And repentance is really simple. It's just, you know what? I'm sorry. I did. I see it. I understand it.
Let's turn around and step back in the kingdom.
I'm sorry. I did it. Now, I confess that. What will be helpful for you to feel that it's restored and set back on the right track? So like the situation we're using with Linda is that she would say, you crossed the line of justice. In order for you, Rich, to go to reconciliation with me, first of all, you have to repent. And repent, in a sense, is really simple. I truly am sorry for what I did to hurt you. And I do see that what I did hurt you.
Right.
I did offend you. Whether it was purposeful or not purposeful, mm-hmm. I did offend you. I'm sorry. I repent from that. Now, let's process truth, which will stand on its own to bring me back to a place of what's going to work. And so what could I do differently now? And what is, in essence, God saying to you would be a way that would be satisfactory to you? Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to work better at being on time. Right. And she would say, I think there's a deeper issue there. Because you're consistently not on time, which means you're too busy, you're overscheduled. Maybe we should work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that even yesterday about Christmas, is that that could be an easy thing to do. You know, okay, let's work on that. All right, I'm willing to do that. Number two is when you're going to be late, mm-hmm. which I'm not expecting that you're never not always going to be on time. There'll be times when you may not be, but you got to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And give me a heads up so I can go do something else and not wait around getting madder and madder.
Right, right.
Okay, I can do that. So I commit to, first of all, work at being on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see how I do on that. And then when I'm not going to be on time, every time I'm not going to be on time, I can text you, I can call you, I can let you know, here's what's happening, here's why, here's probably when I can get there. And then now you have some space to decide right. what you're going to do with that space. And the only thing, and what you want to bring this, I know you asked me this before, and we're going to bring it up later, is if I say, okay, I'll do that, and I'm late and I don't contact her.
Mm-hmm.
Not only
there's
is she-
There's a breach of trust that's happening
okay,
there.
I breached her trust. And if I do it, you know, one time, two times, three times, there's a much deeper problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about trust, and it's about integrity, and it's about my life, which is living, in essence, a phony baloney scenario where, I say I'm going to do it, but I never really mm-hmm. do. And she can't trust that.
Right.
What do we do with that?
Right.
Because that's a lot of situations.
And how does that work into reconciliation and forgiveness, right?
Yeah, and we're going to get to that. So hold that as a question, because we'll get to that question of how do we build into a deeper level, which in essence, you know, think of relationships are done in sequence, and they're done at different levels of reconciliation, harmony. Mm-hmm. Ideally, I'll work at being on time, and I'll prove that to you. And when I am, when I'm not, I'll contact you. I'll prove it to you. Now, if I do that, really, see, God's word stands on its own, that you've processed that truth. You've lived that truth. You repented. You restored it. And it'll stay restored, see, in a really wonderful way for this particular thing, knowing that, well, you're going to have other things anyway.
Right.
Down the road. So that's why relationships are kind of so critical, because they're so dynamic.
Right.
Of constantly hurt and frustration and anger and all these things that are going to occur. If we got to learn this really, really well so that we can live in freedom with a desire that, and Linda's desire would be, you know, Rich, if you process this well before God, your life's going to get better.
Right.
Why? Well, less stress, more time with her, honesty and integrity about communication. And the tension gets less and less and less, because we're growing in the beautiful thing of a restored relationship.
Right. Which will lead to greater joy and greater peace and all of these things, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's all based on the truth stands on its own. Which means if I'm going to communicate, if Linda is going to communicate with me on that situation, actually, it would be not healthy if she
right
and said, it doesn't matter. Okay, you're too busy. Okay, I can just wait around until you decide to come. And see, if she denied that truth, she's actually contributing to the problem.
Right. And not truly displaying love.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean,
talk about that. Why would that be?
Christ's model for love is, you know, part of how he loves us is caring enough not to leave us the mess that we are, right?
Right.
Of speaking truth to us and refining us and growing us. And he uses the people in our lives to do that so often. And if we don't actually, you know, if she were not to bring that up to you, then basically she's agreeing with the enemy.
Right.
And saying, hey, it's okay for Rich to stay in this place and not press in and heal in this and not enjoy everything that God has for him. And I don't really care enough to bother to have this conversation with him, because that's a hard conversation for me. It kind of presses my comfort and convenience. So God, find another way if you want to refine Rich.
Yeah.
That is not loving, right?
Or in that same vein is to say, well, give me the ability to just overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that holy? And
right.
See, God says, actually, it's not. Because why? Well, you're denying the truth too.
Right.
And it is impacting your soul. And he did cross the line of justice, see?
Right.
So that's all true. And I can't change that truth.
Yeah. So backing up just off of that, though, there is an important part there where Linda actually had to take that to him, like you said, to process and, you know, what is this? Because there are times that I am offended by something simply because of what is in my heart, not because of something that the other person has done. What they've done has actually only poked the bear because there's something in my heart that God hasn't healed. And yeah. So paying attention to that, that's why it's so critical that Linda did exactly what she did. Ask God, what do you have to say? Yep, this is a real thing. There may be things he's working on in her too, but this is a real thing. Out of love, you bring this up and we work through it and we reconcile.
Right, right. And actually, for the benefit of Rich, because he's actually not facing some truth about his scheduling,
right?
About his lack of integrity with you. I need to heal that in him, which would be beneficial for him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If that's it heals in him, your relationship is going to get way stronger and you're going to have more joy together.
Right.
And see, it's always toward, I want the best. I want to give you the best, but based on the truth. And this issue of reconciliation is such a critical piece of that because it guides both parties to process through the truth of having crossed the line of justice. You got to say you're sorry. You've got to come up with a way to make it right. And that's a process, he said, that does not change.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth of how my word stands. In order to come to this place of harmony, you have to go through that. You can't do it any other way. And by the way, if you bypass forgiveness, you'll never get there.
Right.
Because you'll do it with an edginess. Now you'll be trying to manipulate and persuade each other. As opposed to doing it out of honor and respect, and let's learn how to do it well. Let's practice how to do it well. And if I can do that as a couple and I can do that with my family, all these other people that I'm going to have situations with around me, business people, church people, friends, I got to learn that too.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, my life is going to be full of joy. And by the way, I'll be a conduit of helping people receive God's love and live out the very best. See, that's how cool it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that actually we're called to that place.
Right.
To be like Christ did. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for just that reminder that our life is meant to go through a process of reconciliation. It's based on the truth. You haven't come to condemn us, but you say my word stands on its own and it can't be altered. So we have to process that truth. We have to be willing to get through the truth and look at these situations. What happened? Why did it cross the line? What needs to be done to restore it? And that's what brings reconciliation. Ideally, everybody would have a heart for that. We know that they don't. But as far as this concerning me, may I live in forgiveness and then start the process of inviting people to reconciliation based on that truth. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, for this is a fantastic conversation to be having right now. Listeners, if this has brought up questions for you, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to talk about it. And thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.